This is What's On Your Mind. We're coming to you live and direct from Tioga today, Inessa Consulting Service, as well as CPAC in Washington, D.C. Gary Amenith will be checking in from CPAC with some special guests. We'll chat with him in just a little bit here. I will tell you, for folks that are in the Bakken, Highway 2 is a, well, it's a very, very slick highway right now. The right conditions of weather and last night's precip and the mix we're getting right now has provided for some really treacherous road conditions, and pretty much saw ambulances going east and ambulances going west, and tragically there was someone killed last night west of Ray in a pickup collision with the semi. So just another reminder for folks that are in the Bakken to be very careful about your driving today with the road conditions the way they are. We are at Nessa Consulting Services in Tioga today, broadcasting live. Kathy Nessa will be among our guests today on the program. Congressman Colin Peterson will be here to talk a little bit about the Farm Bill. He's one of the guys we did not catch up with when we were in Washington, D.C., but obviously very instrumental as the ranking member on the Farm Bill Committee. We'll work closely with Congressman Kevin Cramer, so we're going to chat with him. And then the rest of our guests will be related to what's going on in CPAC, including Jim DeMint. Senator Jim DeMint now with the Heritage Foundation, causing quite a stir over there at Heritage as they keep score on certain members of Congress. And we're also going to talk this hour with somebody that'd like to draft Ben Carson for President of the United States. I think that's a good idea. And Scotty Neal Hughes, who is with the Tea Party News Network. So lots to do today on the program, and look forward to your calls, questions, and comments as we're coming to you from not only Tioga today, and that's a consulting service, but also Washington, D.C., where I hear Gary Amenith is hooked up. How's CPAC so far, Gary?
Well, just kind of getting started there, Scott. We've got a little better weather out here. It's kind of been a little, probably in the 50s today, so at least the snow's melting, so it's not what you're fighting out there in Tioga. So it's going to be exciting in a couple, 3 days. I have Republican National Committee man from North Dakota, Curly Haugland, with me. Good morning, Curly. Welcome to the show with us.
Good morning.
So tell me what I'm curious from the standpoint of two guys that have been around the block in conservative and Republican Party politics as we roll into what is sort of the annual event where conservatives, so it's a, sort of like a a little like a pageant, right, where you're rolling out the folks that say, I want to be the voice for the conservative cause. What you two are thinking of the state of the conservative cause in the Republican Party these days?
Well, what you're really seeing out here, Scott, is, you know, it's a jockeying for who's going to be the front runner. They're going to have a straw poll out here. I think there's 25-odd people trying to decide who's the conservative favorite to be running for president 2016. But as we're here, it's going to be kind of fun where Senator Ted Cruz is speaking right now. So we're missing out on him as he addresses the folks out here today. But Paul Ryan's speaking right, and we're certainly following him. So it's going to be interesting to see what all the folks out here, I guess about 10,000 people out here, trying to decide who their favorite person would be. Curly, what are your thoughts on all this conservative stuff? Are we gaining ground, or are we losing?
Well, it's hard to say. I just saw Congressman Issa go by here, and who's who is kind of wandering by, but there's certainly going to be a lot of conversation here about stuff like yesterday, the hearings on the Internal Revenue Service and the C-4s and that kind of thing is of high interest to most of the attendees here, so there's going to be a lot of conversation about that.
Scott, we're trying to get former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton in here probably about 9:30. We're going to kind of work him maybe right in after Scotty, so we'll see if we can get him in. He's been up and down Radio Row here, so it's kind of fun with all the distinguished people. In light of what's going on in Ukraine, we'd love to have him on here for about 5 minutes talking about kind of what how his view would be of what's going on with Putin out there in Russia.
Wouldn't you love to see John Bolton as Secretary of State? I mean, talk about a no-nonsense kind of guy when it comes to dealing with thugs across the globe. I'm thinking he would deal with Vladimir Putin and the situation in Russia and Ukraine a little differently than John Kerry. What do you guys think?
Yeah, or maybe Vice President Bolton. Who knows? You know, he's even one of those that's eyeing the possibility of being a candidate for president. So you never know.
You know, what's interesting is he obviously was a subject of a brutal confirmation process. I remember Norm Coleman doing everything in his power to shepherd the nomination of Bolton through in the Bush administration. Didn't happen. Interesting, obviously a different position, but yesterday in the United States Senate, big nomination battle, and some Democrats joined some Republicans, including, by the way, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, in opposing the president's nominee, and the president, of course, having a fit over that. But I found that interesting because you get to a point in every presidency, especially in a second term, where you matter less. And I think given his popularity and given the fact that he is in his second term here, so folks peeling off is rather interesting here. Did you guys find that interesting, too, that some Democrats are bailing on the Obama administration?
Well, I was very encouraged. We got out here yesterday, and Curley and I were talking about it, and he had said Senator Heitkamp had voted against the nomination. And so I was very impressed, and my hat goes off to the senator when she does something like that. I don't agree with her very frequently, but the fact that she was there was good for the country.
Yeah, no question about it.
Scott, I did confirm that we're going to have Ambassador Bolton at the bottom of the hour. You know, we have the gentleman coming on for drafting Ben Carson at the bottom, but we're going to move him about 10 minutes and get Ambassador Bolton on, so it'll be good to have some of his thoughts on the Ukraine and Crimea. So
that's what happens when you're at CPAC, which, by the way, is the Conservative Political Action Committee. And normally, I guess, is it committee or is it... The event that's happening now is a convention, this is an annual gathering of conservatives that is sort of a who's who, as Curley said earlier, folks that come into that. So very interesting to do that as well.
Yeah, this afternoon, right before lunch, we're going to see Senator Rubio is going to be speaking. We're going to be not on the air at that time. We're going to be on this afternoon as well with Mark Skogerbo. So we'll be on with him. We Senator Rubio is going to be on. We're going to try to catch him. And Chris Christie is going to be speaking. It'll be interesting to hear what he has to say to the conservatives. I think he's trying to put an olive branch out there, but I guess he's going to maybe give us a little bit of a lecture of what we ought to be thinking about with the media. So it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say.
And there's a huge crowd here, Scotty. This is a wonderful facility, the Gaylord at National Harbor, but the crowd is just active and busy running around here, and it's quite packed.
You know, Curley, how do you think the crowd would react? Number one, to address from Chris Christie, and number two, if Gary's correct in his intel that he's going to come on and give a lecture, that might not be the wisest strategy there. I don't think, do you?
I'll be curious to see how the crowd reacts to Chris Christie. That's going to be probably a highlight of the day.
And I'm sure it'll be all over the news by the evening, and I'm sure he's going to try to find a way to reach out to everyone here. So I suspect he, but you know, he's got some mending to do after. You know, I kind of like Chris Christie a lot, and I wasn't necessarily with him on all the issues, but I liked the fact that he was willing to talk straight. But what he did right before the election with Obama and the hurricane, that put me over the top. I don't know. I just don't know if I can support him in light of that.
I'm curious what you two think. Obviously, having spent, Gary, in your case, a tenure as chairman of the party and part of the RNC and on the committee, and in your case, Curley, longtime national committeeman, how's the Republican Party doing? Is it benefiting from the missteps of Obamacare and the economy of the administration, or is it struggling? I mean, obviously, a big benchmark is always fundraising and how they're doing in that regard. Give us your assessment of how the Reince Priebus is doing and the state of the Republican National Committee these days.
Well, Scotty, we're obviously catching a wave here. Almost everything is going our way, so if we just don't mess it up, I think we got an excellent chance to reclaim the control of the Senate coming up, and of course the House isn't in any risk or any danger. And looking forward to 2016, I think it remains to be seen what kind of a candidate we end up nominating. But even in 2016, the presidential race, things are kind of trending our way as far as the fortunes of the Democrats falling and ours rising.
What's you, Gary? What's your thoughts?
Well, I think it's going to be a banner year for Republicans, but we got to hold tough in Congress. And sometimes we take things a little bit for granted. What's going to come from the Senate? We kind of say all the national polls show that it's going to be a Republican year, and the broad numbers across the country. But it still boils down to who are the good candidates in the Senate that are going to run, and they're going to run good campaigns. I think there are some challenges from the Tea Party who are going to try to keep the feet to the fire of some of the moderates within the party. And so I think it's very important that we hold the line as far as conservatives and hold our candidates in line, because when it comes down to philosophy and what we believe, that's what drives people to go to the polls, at least from the conservative circles. And I sometimes think we blow off our base to try to reach the middle, and the passionate ones are those on both ends of the spectrum. And so engaging the Tea Party, engaging the Ron Paul libertarians is very important. So I think Republicans have got to find a way to embrace them and not battle that for us to be successful in this next cycle.
You know, it's also interesting. There's a number of conservatives that want more force on impeachment. And IRS, you mentioned at hearing yesterday, quite a circus with Darrell Issa and Congressman Lewis that turned into, you know, it was basically a photo op. The hearing was gaveled to a close, and all of a sudden Lewis gets up and says, "I want to speak." And Issa says, "Well, what's your question? You know, I mean, what do you want to ask?" And he didn't ever offer a question. He wanted a photo op, and he got it. Looked as though he was being shut down. Anyway, we're going to chat with more folks from CPAC today. Stay tuned for that, folks, as we continue. We'll talk with Scotty Neil Hughes of the Tea Party News when we come back, and we're at NESA Consulting in Tioga today.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us? At Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Right smack dab in the middle of the boom and bakken. Coming to you live and direct from NESA Consulting Service, Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese is coming up and joining one of our community roundtables here at NESA Consulting that is taking place over the lunch hour today. And so that's what's brought me here for the show. Kathy Nesset will join us on the show today, Congressman Colin Peterson and others. And Gary Emmeth is out there in at CPAC in Washington, D.C., covering that for us, both in the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5 in the afternoon and also on What's on Your Mind. Is our next guest arrived, Gary?
No, she's not. We're still looking for her. She should be fairly identifiable, so if she shows up, we'll grab her. But at the moment, she hasn't. So
she's hard to miss. Yes, Scotty is this tall, blonde, conservative, just a strong, proud, conservative. She's a really neat lady. She actually is in the radio business. That's how I knew her. She worked alongside Steve Gill, rather, who was a talk show host down in Tennessee, which you might have seen around places before. By the way, Steve Jensen just delivered some pie, courtesy of his wife, Patty.
What kind of pie is that? What pie kind of pie are you having?
I'm looking. I think it's some kind of raspberry cream, kind of something or another. Maybe rhubarb on top. I haven't delved in yet, but even put a little dab of whipped cream on there. So, Patty Jensen, thank you. And your husband / delivery boy did a very nice job of dropping that by today. He was getting out there on the roads, which are a little treacherous, heading to a Pinnacle board meeting today. And I stopped for a little breakfast, of course, at the Tioga Travel Plaza of Pinnacle, one of our fine sponsors here this morning in Tioga. And the talk was the roads. And another fatal accident last night west of Ray on Highway 2. So please be careful if you're out there. And the one thing that just drives me crazy, and I know it's a little naive, but, you know, the amount of accidents that happen on Highway 2, I would venture to say, that could be reduced by people just slowing down would be off the charts. But, you know, things just go in the Bakken, as you well know, Gary. They go. And, of course, Gary's part of an effort down there at Grassy Butte, the Sweet Crude Travel Center, and it's a growing little traffic area along 85 and 200 there at that intersection. But they don't ever slow down here, do they?
No, the traffic out there is intense, and, you know, it slows up a little bit right now just because they're not fracking as much because of the temperature. But, I think that's starting to loosen up, and that's going to create a lot more traffic out there. So we've been really kind of busy seeing all the folks coming by from Radio Row. They're lining up, I guess, to get all queued up from one speaker to the next. People kind of make their way through here. So
looks like Ted Cruz just let out. They're coming by here in mass, so they're lining up for the next one. Scott, we got noticed that the ambassador, Bolton, bolted on us. So make your adjustments accordingly. And then
this afternoon, we're going to have Chairman Ryan Priebus on, and we might get Ollie North's going to be here speaking, and we might be able to catch him beforehand. So we're going to have a fun afternoon on Mark Scoverville, the Common Sense Club, this afternoon. So that'll be good. And so
Jeff Holtzman stopped by to say ask me to tell you hello, Scott.
Well, that's nice.
The Talk Radio News Service.
Yeah, Jeff works with Ellen Ratner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. That's in fact, watch for Ellen there. I would love the fireworks to get you two with Ellen. Put a headset on Ellen.
Yeah, and we don't have her in sight yet. We're looking.
Let the sparks fly. You know what I'm saying? That'd be a great time. Let me, while you're waiting for Scotty to show up here, just roll through some of the other headlines that we are watching today. What do you guys think of this minimum wage fight? Obama doubling down on that yesterday, speaking, talking about 10-10. I got a kick out of how his comments started with a defense of the free market system and how he loves businesses. Businesses starting are the economic engine. I'm all for it. I love it. But you always notice that there's always a but in there, right? So he says, it is not fair for a individual to have to raise a family on the current minimum wage. And I'm thinking, well, isn't that the individual's responsibility to go out and find a position that ultimately would allow them to provide for whatever their needs are to raise their family? Rather than the government. I think the dirty little secret of the minimum wage hike, you guys correct me if you think differently on this, is it really is a way to raise all kinds of union wages across the board. So anytime, the union wages are tied many times to the minimum wage, so somebody making $30 an hour in some machine shop somewhere, if it goes from 7 to 10, they're making 33 all of a sudden. So it's really about that than it is necessarily lifting up families on the bottom of the scale, in my view, and often ends up costing jobs among the poorest and the minorities and folks that normally would be hired for a training wage. It's a fool's errand, in my view, but it's one of their favorites, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, I've worked for the minimum wage in my life, and I think most people have. And generally speaking, when I was earning the minimum wage, I was probably getting paid about what I was worth. So there's a reason for a minimum wage being available, and that's for entry-level work. It's not never intended, I don't think, for most folks to live on a minimum wage. It's part-time work, or it's the youngsters just entering the workforce and just beginning training. So, that's not much of an issue. How many people do you know in North Dakota that are earning minimum wage right now doing anything meaningful?
Well, it's non-existent. Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the fun contrasts to North Dakota's economy with the rest of the country. Without question. But they just love this issue. And, of course, they have some allies. One of them, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, we asked her about it as well. She, before I could even mention it, did talk about the concern over it costing jobs, but she said she wasn't convinced in those studies that it actually does cost jobs. But I think those studies are pretty well known. So,
yeah.
A couple of things at home are watching. The North Dakota University System is reporting a server breach, which caused personal information for ex-students and faculty to have been accessed back in February. I don't know if this is hackers. I don't know. So something similar to what's happening in so many areas right now. But that's the story we're keeping an eye on.
We got Scotty coming up here, Scott.
All right. North Dakota catches up with the backlog of applications for the concealed weapons licenses. That's a good thing. North Dakota concealed carry permits were down in 2013, partly probably because of the logjam there of getting that done. Minnesota lawmakers are seeking more state railroad oil safety oversight, so they continue to saber rattle there. And the school officials are rallying the community in the wake of the Dickinson fire as well. So that's going to be one we're going to have to keep an eye on.
Scott, we got our guest just showed up. So we got Scotty here showing up to join us for the air. So we're looking forward to talk a little bit about a tea party stuff. So you want to go ahead and have your headset on there, Scotty? Thank you for coming by today.
Oh, very excited to be by here, especially to be sitting here between you two. Talk about Beauty and the Beast. I've got two beauties and one beast.
I'm the beast, of course.
No, I take that one. And no, we've got lots of things going on here at CPAC, as you well know. It's very exciting.
Well, tell us what's going on at the Tea Party, because a lot of people out there are saying the Tea Party doesn't have the steam it once did. So tell me what your perspective is.
Well, the Tea Party, you have to understand, we've died more lives and resurrected that Jesus Christ is starting to get jealous of us. And every time somebody like, I don't know, a Boehner or a Harry Reid or an Obama says the Tea Party, I like jump up and down and say, please say it as often as you can, because every time they do, we see this birth, we see this energy, because we know if we're making the bad guys angry, we're doing something right. So we do. We have a lot of things going on. The main thing, though, is, and this is the comment that I keep making over and over and over, infighting was so 2013. It's 2014. We're in the midterms. I don't care if you're libertarian, atheist, anarchist, conservative, Republican, establishment, whatever you want to consider yourself, we need to unify behind a couple of subjects, and we need to take back the House and the Senate in 2014. We need to unify behind the Obamacare failing agenda. We need to unify behind this foreign policy that's creating world wars as we speak. We need to unify about the fiscal irresponsibility and this budget that they just passed with the Democrat wish list.
Hold that thought, Scotty, if you would. Hold that thought, and when we come back, we'll continue also on Scotty's take on Ted Cruz's comments this morning at CPAC. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Today, CPAC in Washington, D.C. Gary Ameth and Curly Hoglund are there with special guests. At CPAC, be broadcasting throughout the next couple of days, both in our 2 to 5 Common Sense Club and a portion of the What's on Your Mind as well. I am live today in Tioga, North Dakota, right in the middle of the booming Bakken at Nesset Consulting Service today. And among our guests will be Kathy Nesset next hour, as well as Congressman Colin Peterson, ranking member of the House Ag Committee on the just-passed Farm Bill, Obamacare, and whether or not he'll run for re-election, and former Senator Jim DeMint, now president of the Heritage Foundation, on his new book, Falling in Love with America Again. He's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour today. Roads are slick in the Bakken, so if you're out here, there's a, you know, a number of winter weather advisories, both in western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, as well as northwestern North Dakota, so do be careful if you're traveling today. We continue our conversation now with Scotty Neal Hughes, news director for the Tea Party News Network, before the break, talking about the importance of unifying conservatives, and also going to give us a little update on Ted Cruz. And then we're going to chat with the National Draft Ben Carson for President Committee co-founder Vernon Robinson. I love Ben Carson. He'll be speaking at CPAC, and whether or not he wants to be president or not, we'll see what Vern has in store. So we can let Scotty pick up where she left off on the unifying, which is no easy feat. But if there's anybody that can do it, she can.
Oh, yes. No, that's no pressure there, Scott. Thank you. I'm so happy you just put that all on my shoulders.
Well, somebody has to do it.
Okay, I was going to put it back on your shoulders. Dang it. You beat me to it. Well, you know, Ted Cruz opened up his speech with some really bad news. He said, by virtue of all of you being here, you're all going to be audited by the IRS. The problem is most of those people probably have already been audited by the IRS. So, you know, I guess we get it in 2014 as well as 2013. But we're talking about the unification. You know, at this infighting, who's more powerful, the establishment or the Tea Party? That was 2013. We could have that fight. If we did not get an answer then, we need to stop it as of January 1st. Because if we don't, we're going to lose the midterms in 2014. And I saw a very shocking poll come out today. The people would rather have Hillary Clinton over all of our nominees. So we really have a lot of work to do in America today. And while I don't agree with everything that a lot of these rhinos moderates have done, we're obviously the battle of 2013 is not going to win us in 2014. So we really need to try some strategy here.
Scott, as we kind of begin to have these polls here with these presidential candidates, it's going to be interesting to see what rises to the top and what the national media tries to frame the debate. And so I think they always want to paint a group like us getting together as a bunch of right-wing wackos and all the far-left libertarian guys that are not with the conservatives. So it'll be interesting to see how they kind of try to create a division between the Tea Party and the libertarians and the conservatives. What do you think, Scotty?
That's what they want to do.
What's the short list, Scotty? I'm curious, too, what the short list is. You go ahead and answer Gary's question, but when he says Scott, I think he's talking to me, but he's talking to you.
Here's the problem. It's Scott and Scotty.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I got to work on
it. You got to work on this whole side of it. Okay, so the short, you know, let's first hit this. We're playing into the hands of the Democrats if we do that. That's exactly what they want us to do. And the other issue is you put eight conservatives usually in a primary, like we just saw in Texas, against one moderate. The moderate's going to win. I don't care if it's a runoff state. We're seeing it with Lindsey Graham in South Carolina right now. So we really have to start using a realistic approach to our campaigns. I'm sorry if you wake up and you think you want to run for senator. Don't. This is not something you make because you just, I got nothing else to do. I'm going to run for senator. I might have a nice values, but we really need to start putting in some good candidates, because those candidates might lose and they might go back to their daily lives, but their stigma is attached to the movement for a long time. So my short list of people running, who I think in 2016, I personally like, and he's kind of up towards you, Governor Scott Walker is one of my favorites. I think he's a very good guy. I also like, I'm also, you know, obviously my dream would be Ted Cruz, but I would rather have him majority leader in the Senate. That would be my ideal team. I'd love to see Steve King as the Speaker of the House. That's called my dream team right there. But the problem is, if we had Scott Walker as president and we had Cruz and King where I want him, I'd probably be out of a job because America would be perfect. It'd be sunshine and rainbows and puppy dogs for all. Kind of like what Obamacare was supposed to do.
Scott, you've been to a number of these CPAC conferences before. Is this the first one you've missed in quite some time, right?
It is, yep. Duty calls back home.
So as we begin to try to bring on our guest and kind of talk about the conservative movement, is your feeling that in North Dakota, what would be the favorites that you would find looking on the conservative side from North Dakota for president?
It's a good question. I think people don't know Scott Walker as well as they should in North Dakota. But as a Midwestern governor, there's a lot to like there. I'm with Scotty on that one. I think Scott Walker's nice. I had a conversation with Tim Pawlenty when I was in Washington, D.C. last week. Wasn't on the air. Was just off the air. Stopped by his office and visited for a little while. And he said, boy, there's a lot to like there. You know, I mean, because he sort of checks both boxes. He's governed, yet his conservative credentials are strong, and obviously withstood at onslaught. You know, when you look at the recall and everything they threw at him, and came out ahead on that. And I think Ted Cruz, I like Ted Cruz philosophically, but Ted Cruz is a lightning rod, right? Scott Walker's a little less of a lightning rod. He's just calm, cool, and collective, and has the conservative credentials to go with it. So I think he's a dandy as well. Rand Paul, obviously, is right up there. What's your thoughts on Rand Paul, Scotty?
I like Rand, and I live in a state below him. I think Rand's very good. The problem is with Rand is I need to see some fire in the belly. He's a surgeon. He's a doctor. I'm blonde, so I'll be the first to tell you I'm not the smartest cookie in the world, but even talking to him, I just don't feel that, like, passion. And I think that's something that got Fred Thompson when he was running. I think a lot of people were really excited to see that Law and Order actor get out there, and we didn't see it, and you saw his campaign crash quicker than it got in. So I want to see Rand get a little bit more, but he is a nice guy. I love his governance. I love the decisions he's made and his track record in the Senate, but I'm really just afraid that he's got to have some more fire in the belly going up against.
Scotty, what do you make of the IRS hearings yesterday that were going on? Give us your thoughts on what you saw yesterday.
You mean, if she's taking the fifth, I'm taking the fifth. I don't want to incriminate here. I think we need to sit here and we need to force her to talk. She sat there and said nothing was wrong. Nothing happened. Or even President Obama said nothing's wrong. Then why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? Oh, I'm getting death threats. Well, then why don't you come out and show us under oath that nothing was wrong? And I promise you, the threats will stop. The problem is, I think find me somebody who believes that Lois Lerner didn't know anything was going on, and I will find you someone who will buy a Brooklyn Bridge for $5.
There you go.
One of the things that we struggle with in, you know, party politics, we've got so many rhinos running, and we see what's happening potentially in the presidential scene, but in North Dakota. What do you see happening nationally as you have the Tea Party Network, and they're out there as activists, you know, trying to bring the conservatives in? I mean, what do we do to take them on in that regard?
You know, and that's the thing. I'll tell you, the first person I'm going to line up, and I'll publicly say it to his face, John McCain, you're going down. I think that's one thing all the conservatives can sit there and get behind, and we can unite behind it. Unfortunately, you know, you go through this. I'd rather have a Democrat than I would rather to have a rhino. Well, that doesn't necessarily work out so well, to be honest with you. You can go either way. At this point, though, when we're sitting here teetering on having control of the Senate and in the House, I still need that person to come in, and I need him to vote Republican. If you put a Democrat in, their first vote is going to be for a Harry Reid or a Nancy Pelosi. And so, therefore, it doesn't matter. So, you know, at this point, I want to go rhino hunting, but I'm going to do it the day after the primary. I had all last year to do it. I obviously did take out the ones I wanted to take out. So you're going to find out the day after we go through this midterm election, I can pick up and start going rhino hunting again. But right now, we have got to gain some control.
Absolutely.
What do you think? Are we going to be able to stop Obamacare? What are Republicans? Can they do anything with that, or are we kind of stuck with that? I mean, that's the big issue, you know, and Obama's running from it along with a lot of the Democrats.
Ted Cruz is all about all the guys that we expect to do better are all about, that's the only way that we can save Obamacare. But that goes back to the question you just asked. The only way we're going to do it is if we get control of the Senate, we get control of the House. So therefore, I sit there and I look and I'm like, I don't like John McCain, but by golly, I need John McCain's vote right now. Because I promise you, if we get control of the House and they keep Obamacare, then let's just go on and impeach them all, get them all out of office and start brand new.
We were going to have Ambassador Bolton here. We want to talk about Ukraine. So we're going to ask you a little bit about that. Do you think Obama's weak leadership is impacting, you know, what's going on in Putin and pushing him? What's your take on going over there as far as what we're seeing in the media?
Oh, 100%. Ukraine, the key is, I mean, you're sitting here dealing with someone once in the KGB, always in the KGB. There, I feel like I'm dealing with two little kindergartners kind of looking at each other going, okay, who's got the bigger sand pail? The problem is, Russians don't step down. I'm Ukrainian. I'm second generation Ukrainian. I know these people, okay? We have big egos, and especially the males. And so all that literally between Kerry and Obama has sat there and poked him and prodded him. Well, of course he's going to keep fighting. The question is, what role does America play in that fight? You know, obviously the oil control is the biggest issue here. You know what, President Obama, you really want to hurt Russia? Go on and sign Keystone right now. Let's get this natural gas flowing. Let's get this energy dependence that the EU has on Russia. And I promise you, they'll start talking to us right now. Because if there's any man, I'm surprised he's not sitting here and saying it, he wants the old Soviet Republic back. There's no doubt. And there's only one president who took down the Soviet Republic. And so maybe President Obama needs to go back and read what President Reagan did and find out, you know, those same tactics you could probably use again.
Well, you know, we saw Putin last night riding his horse with no shirt on. And I mean, Fox had a bunch of stuff on with the different Putin video shots. It's like, are you kidding me?
Against Obama on his tricycle with his helmet on.
You know, or else they could go. I haven't noticed him jogging like they've gone around jogging around the White House. I haven't noticed Putin out jogging. He's out on horseback on cold, wintry days. So I'm kind of impressed that he should be calling a little bit more out of Obama rather than him running for cover, looking so weak. It's impacting us, you know, in Europe and all over the world. It's tragic, actually.
He scares me. Putin scares me. But you know what? I'm okay with that in a leader. Now, does that mean that he's right? No. What, do I want to have that mean, angry person representing the United States? No. But I definitely don't want the wuss in mommy jeans riding the tricycle around the thing. That's the problem with it. And I think, has he diminished the world superpower that America is? No. One president can't do it. Has he taken us down militarily? 100%. This new budget they just passed will take us down 25% to where we were at our peak in Afghanistan. We're not going to be in the place to fight. If something does erupt, we are playing right into Vladimir Putin's hands. If we do have to go in and defend ourselves for one reason or the other, you're looking at Venezuela right now. You know, there's we're finding out that there's some communism, there's things going into Cuba, they're all linked right now. And right, if Putin had the chance to hurt America, I almost think he would at this point.
Yeah, he's a scary guy. There's no doubt about it. You can see he wants to expand and make Russia to its former glory. He said that over and over and over. We see that happening and started in Georgia, and he's not going to stop. So before we wrap up this segment, one last kind of more casual thing. What are you going to do? Is you're here for CPAC? Are you here for the whole duration of it?
I am, except I will say this. I am a family values kind of girl, so I'm going to be sneaking out a little bit early tomorrow night to go home and be at my children's school fundraiser.
Well,
we go to public schools, and our theory is we might as well go in. We spend our taxpayer dollars where our schools are. So I'm a mother first, an activist second, because honestly, the reason why I'm an activist is for these children.
Amen to that. So I got a couple young boys, so I told them, well, they're 17 and 19. So
do you want to try it? I have a 7-year-old.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm happy. We're almost be the
nest. You're almost free.
Soon,
that's, so. I noticed why those eyes are sparkling when he said that. He's like getting giddy over here. He's doing a little dance.
So are you going to go catch some speakers this afternoon yet, or do you get time to do that, or are you too busy just running around doing interviews and radio? And
I'm going to try. My whole job is to make sure that, you know, people got this bad stigmatism. Like you said, we're dead. That the Tea Party was just these crazy people that lived in a hole somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. We're not. We're real people. We're people that go to church with you. We go to the grocery store. We go to the mall. That's my whole job, is to make sure people, and especially conservative women, inspire them to find their voice. It's time for conservative women to stand up and roar.
We don't have enough women leading the charge out here, so I appreciate all that you're doing, Scotty, leading the charge, standing up for the Tea Party, standing up for family values. It's terrific. So we appreciate having you here on the show today. Thank you for coming by.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120 count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show is at CPAC, folks. Gary Emmeth and Curly Hoglund reporting for us from CPAC. We're doing that in the 8 o'clock hour today and tomorrow. What's on your mind? And also 2 to 5 with Mark Skogerbo, Mark the Freedom Poet. And we're going to be live from NESA Consulting Service, as we are today, with What's on Your Mind coming up statewide in just a moment as well. So I'm thrilled to talk a little bit about Dr. Ben Carson as president. And I think, actually, what the Republicans may need to take the White House back is sort of an unconventional candidate. And he certainly would be an unconventional candidate, but he's an amazing individual. In the National Draft, Ben Carson for President Committee co-founder Vernon Robinson is here to chat with us today on the program, along with Gary Curley and I. How are you, Vernon?
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Glad to have you in the program. For folks that aren't familiar with Dr. Ben Carson, would you just tell us a little bit about him? Give us his bio.
Well, some folks say, Ben Carson? I said, yeah, he's the guy who napalmed the president's signature achievement to his face during the national prayer breakfast on national television. Before that, he was the top pediatric neurosurgeon on the planet who was the first person to successfully separate twins conjoined at the brain. And, by the way, the movie about him, Gifted Hands, is on Netflix and YouTube for anybody, any of your listeners who would like to watch it.
And talk about his political acumen. Obviously, the National Prayer Breakfast interaction was nothing short of legendary to do what he did in a very deft way. And obviously, he's got great medical skills, as you point out. How does that make him a good president?
Well, Dr. Carson's the only person who can beat Hillary Clinton in 2016 because he's the only person who can broaden the base of the GOP, get more than 17% of the black vote and a good deal of the Hispanic vote while staying true to conservative principles. He's very good at describing conservative principles in a way that the average American can understand. And finally, after 5 years of the current regime dividing Americans in every way possible, he's the only guy in either party who can bond with all American people and unify the country.
Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, Vern, there's a website that people can encourage him to get in the race. And I understand it's runbenrun.org. And according to the website, you have about 250,000 people who have already signed that petition. What is it going to take to get him to consider, you know, moving from the private sector into public life? Like, you know, I know he does a lot of speaking anyway, and he's a dynamic person and would be a great leader, just a citizen leading this country. What's it going to take to get him in this race from your perspective?
Well, Dr. Carson said that he believes that there will be a Republican candidate who emerges, who the GOP coalesces around by the first quarter of 2015. But if that doesn't happen, and the American people are still clamoring for him to run, and by the way, you can clamor on runbenrun.org, that he would seriously consider running for president because he wouldn't turn his back on his fellow citizens. And he said that he would do God's will in any event.
What has he said about running specifically, though? Has he actually gone as far as, you know, because, you know, in politics, it takes a little ambition in regards to, you know, getting out and running for office because that's what drives you. I mean, it's a grueling, people come after you very personally. I mean, is there something about someone that's a little reluctant that we want? Or, I mean, walk me through his mindset of running. I mean, you obviously are committed to that, so.
Well, Dr. Carson does not believe that you can look in the mirror and say, gee, honey, I think we'd look great in the White House. He believes, as the founders did, that the office should seek the man and that you should be called by the American people to run. And so the exercise of getting 1 million people to sign the petition is our way of operationalizing clamoring for Dr. Carson to run. I think that there, you know, that you need to make finally a decision to run, but that the guys who are chomping at the bit to run may not be the best guys to nominate. And in any event, none of these guys can beat Hillary Clinton. Just end of story.
So if you have 250,000 people signed up and you get to 1 million, possibly, you've obviously got people who've given you an email address or a contact to say they want to help. I mean, that's a good starting point. I mean, if they all gave you about $10, you'd have $10 million to get started, you know, and it would allow you to start forming a team of people to go do it. Is that kind of the game plan? Or
the game plan is to, A, demonstrate to Dr. Carson that this is an idea that three guys drunk in a bar came up with and that there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who want him to run. B, there is no political infrastructure or fundraising base other than the one we're building for Dr. Carson, and all of the other potential candidates have both. So we have to build that, and by the end of the 2014, we should have raised $7 or $8 million, have 150,000 donors, have 21,000 volunteers actually doing something, and a huge number of supporters, you know, a million signatures on the petition. So that is a very good base to launch a presidential campaign from, and this is 2.5 years away from November.
Now, is Dr. Carson currently on a speaking circuit among Republican parties, going to events and things like that? How active is he?
Well, Dr. Carson is raising money for his foundation, and I don't know what the speaking fee is because it's confidential, but it is a big number, north of 50,000 I'm told. And he was just at the Sangamon County, which is the county where Springfield, Illinois, the state capital, is the county seat of. And he fielded, you know, you can see the picture on the website, on the Facebook page. 1,200 people paid $100 a pop to hear him at that Reagan Day, Lincoln Day dinner, and the party folks, the county chairman and the other folks, were ecstatic because they said they hadn't had this many people at a Lincoln Day dinner in that venue for 20 years, and they were excited because they said, we're back.
Okay.
So now I heard that the committee raised $2.8 million to date. Is that the number that was announced? Because that's a big number this early on.
It is indeed. We're up against the break here, guys. Thanks a bunch. Live from CPAC today. More as we go throughout the day, 2 to 5.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.